Chapter 35. There was something a little unreal about being back on the island after the heat and the bright sunlight of North Africa. Here the air was the colour of sulphur, the sky low and bruised. He'd had some hours to acclimatise himself again to the late French fall during the long train ride from Paris, and a blowy crossing on the ferry. But the wind whipping rain into his face as he disembarked at Port Tudy still came as a shock, stinging his skin red and soaking his jacket and trousers as he struggled with his umbrella to cross the street to Coconut's car rental. The rain had eased by the time he drove down the hill into Port Mélite, and a dark cloud of depression descended on him as he prepared to unravel the last of Adam Killian's long, obscured message to his son. It would, he knew, lead him to a place he had no real desire to go. Jane Killian was surprised to see him.
"I didn't expect you back so soon. Actually, you're lucky you caught me. I'm just packing."
She headed back upstairs, and he followed her up and into the master bedroom. A suitcase lay open on the bed, clothes folded neatly around it.
"I'm getting the ferry late afternoon. How was Paris?"
She continued to lay items of clothing carefully into the suitcase.
"Wet. But I've been a little further afield than that."
She turned to look at him.
"Oh, where?"
"Agadir."
She seemed surprised at first, then nodded slowly.
"The entry Papa marked in the encyclopedia. What did you find there?"
"A man called Yves Vaur, who was supposed to have died in 1960, but didn't."
She raised her eyebrows in surprise.
"You actually met him?"
"No, but I talked to someone who knew him, and saw his photograph, a photograph of the same man whose picture I also saw in Paris, a man called Eric Fleischer."
She stared at him, consternation drawing together frown lines between her brows.
"None of this is making very much sense to me, Enzo."
He hesitated, turning for a moment to gaze from the window across a dripping, wet garden toward the annex. Then he turned back to her.
"Why didn't you tell me that Adam Killian spent time in a concentration camp during the war?"
She turned almost instantly pale before a blush of pink appeared high on her cheeks, just below the eyes.
"How do you know that?"
"I'm guessing. Am I right?"
She drew her lips into a tight line and nodded.
"Yes. But no one in the world knew about that, except Adam himself and Peter. And, of course, me. Although Papa never knew that Peter had told me."
"Majdanek concentration camp near Lublin, in Poland, right?"
Her eyes opened wider.
"How can you possibly know all this?"
He ignored her questions.
"Why was it such a secret?"
"Oh, I don't know."
She waved her hand vaguely through the air.
"All part of Papa's denial of his past, I guess. Of his Polish origins. Although Peter knew about it, he said Papa would never speak of it. Never. And he made Peter promise not to tell anyone."
"But he told you."
"We were husband and wife."
There was a defensive tone in her voice.
"We had no secrets between us. But I kept my promise of silence to Peter.
That's why you'll find no reference to it or record of it anywhere." Her eyes were troubled, confused.
"But I don't understand. If you found out about it, does that mean it has something to do with his murder?"
Enzo nodded.
"It has everything to do with his murder, Jane."